Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, March 8th, 2021. Happy International Women's Day. Make sure you're following this show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider so you'll never miss a show. Today we have a very special guest. Elise Kay is the founder and CEO of Bloom Bras, a line of patented activewear and for well-endowed women. After learning the health risks and looking at the untapped market size, she developed a patent, fully customizable sports bra built with NASA shipping and packaging experts and a celebrity costume designer. The aim is to disrupt the $184.6 million athletic wear industry. The average bra size has risen from a 34B to a 34DD in 20 years. Mainstream brands do not cater to the majority of the population. Bloom Bras is now the most body-inclusive line on the market, ranging from 28C to 56L. Bloom Bras has been featured on various media outlets, including the Huffington Post, Women's Health, New York Post, and Forbes. Let's welcome Elise to the show. Hi.
Hi. It's so great to be here. Happy International Women's Day.
Yeah, what a great day to have you as a guest, because your product is for all women.
That is exactly what our mission is. You know, when I founded the company, the ethos has always been to empower each of us, no matter what our shape, size, or stage of life is, to feel good when we're moving.
Well, let's take it back first and tell us about your background. What were you doing before you became a bra designer?
Yeah, well, so I spent my first 20 years in corporate America, working on other brands, helping with innovation and product development and marketing. I worked with companies like Black & Decker and Avon and Procter & Gamble. But separately of that is I was on my own journey coming into my body. And so I started running, and I'm an avid dancer, so got into, you know, things like Zumba. And then yoga, especially hot yoga. And I couldn't find a sports bra that worked for me. And so it was a side passion that I'd written a business plan. And I do this sometimes. Like, I wrote a business plan and I said, when somebody actually does this, I'm going to buy so many of those bras. And nobody did. So it sat in my drawer for about 20 years before I actually took the steps to form this company.
So when you got the vision and you decided you wanted to move forward with this line, did you have to crowdfund or seek investors, or did you already have the resources?
Yeah, no, so what I ended up doing, which is a little bit different, was I took my own money and I had a prototype made, because my vision had been that it's not really a design flaw. It was really an engineering challenge. And so I started talking to anybody that I was inspired by. So I met a woman from NASA. And so I started engaging her on materials and what happens with seams as our bodies expand and contract. I started talking to people from the shipping and packaging industry to understand weight distribution, because, you know, one of the things I like to say is that if you're going to carry a 3-pound rock versus a 12-pound rock, you're going to use a different mechanism. And, you know, we go up to a 56L, and our size range is going to continue to expand beyond that because of demand. And that's not using, you know, flimsy materials that are just sewn together, which is what most sports bras are. And so then from there, I ended up bringing on a woman who does all of the corsetry work for the ballerinas and opera singers, but she also does all the corsetry work for Oprah Winfrey and when Aretha Franklin was alive and other women who, you know, who have to move even when wearing a gown. They still have to be able to move in it and feel comfortable in it. And so I brought those minds together and I said, listen, this is just for me. This is what I want to do. And they helped me to bring it to life. I then went out to get a utility patent, and that's about $17,000. So that was really where I said, okay, this is where I can't finance this myself. And so I put a Kickstarter out there and had no idea what a Kickstarter even was. Like, I watched a couple of videos, and then if you ever see the Kickstarter, it was filmed in my kitchen with friends of mine. And anyway, we had about 240,000 people come through that Kickstarter within the first 3 weeks. And I had asked for 20,000 so that it could cover the patent and could cover some initial production, and we raised that in the first 80 hours. So
now these were people you knew or strangers?
No, I don't know 240,000 people. These are strangers. These are random people. And the crazy thing was, right, so when I put it out there, again, I assumed that the majority of the people who would be supporting would be, you know, my parents, my aunt and uncle,
right.
Some college friends. I didn't expect it to grab as much attention as it did. And it was all because, you know, because most women, whether they have, you know, whether they are well endowed or it's their sister or their best friend or their aunt or their mother, or their, you know, everybody would start tagging and sharing. And, especially at the time we weren't going up to a 56L yet, but we were trying to showcase different body types and different, again, ages. And, you know, if you put 10 women who are all a 38DDD next to each other, we're going to look and hold and carry differently, but we're also going to have different desired outcomes, you know, whether you're 22 years old or you're not 22 years old and you had 3 kids, you know, even though the measurements might be the same, we're going to have very different body shapes. And so it was really important to me to not only represent that visually, but also in all of our development. So once I had the prototypes, I actually put a post out on Facebook into a women's group. And I just said, I know this is very random, but I live in the Bay Area. Are there any women in the Bay Area that fall within this size range that will be willing to come to my apartment, try on a prototype and give me your honest feedback? I had 165 women show up at my house. So, you know, just from this one post.
Wow.
So I think that there's so much frustration and there's so many of us that just don't have options. So it was, it became my North Star. It became the thing that I eventually quit my job to pursue.
Now, you mentioned that you connected with a NASA expert to get this project off the ground. Now, is creating a bra that complicated that you need someone that helps put spaceships in the sky to help with the bra?
Well, believe it or not, yes, it is. So the history of the sports bra is actually pretty funny. It started about 45 years ago. A woman sewed together 2 jock straps. True story. Because she couldn't find, she was running, et cetera, and she couldn't find a sports bra. So that, or I should say, she couldn't find a supportive bra, so she created one. my opinion is that when you look at what sports bras are, what they are on the market right now, like I can't, I'm a double G. I can't one of those ones and put it over my head. If I do that, I essentially am stuck in there until somebody can help me out of it. And then I have a very strong passion for no underwire, which again means that you have to have a different type of support. So I kept saying, I want hands holding me up when I'm moving. I want somebody to physically be holding them up. And while that, there were some volunteers that, you know, to help with that, that's not a sustainable model. And so, my thing was like, let's take the word sports bra out of it. Let's take the word boobs out of it. And let's just talk about if we were to create something that was going to be for weight distribution. And, you know, most of us are not symmetrical. Plus, our bodies change 10% throughout a month naturally. So that's without any sort of major, you know, a pregnancy or a huge weight loss or weight gain. That's 10% that we fluctuate just from our hormones. And so if you're a B cup, that's not a big deal. But again, if you're a triple D, that's a full cup size. And so I wanted something that was going to work for me throughout, you know, throughout the month, but also as my body has been going through changes, whether that be, again, with perimenopause or in through menopause, or you just had a couple of children and you're now on a weight loss journey, or, you know, or on the flip side, when we're, you know, when we're going through times of stress, especially this past year, all of us have had some sort of an undue stress. And so my weight has fluctuated quite a bit in this past year. And I wanted something that was going to change with my changing body. And so we don't use the typical materials. I wanted something also that was going to be breathable and wicking. So again, with sweat and with how my body works, if I'm in a, you know, in a dance class, say I'm taking a Zumba class and I'm jumping around, I don't want to have a different one for then if I were to go to a yoga class. I also, like I said, for me, it was a passion point to not have underwire. And so if you look at how this bra is designed, each of the cups has a little corset in it so that it adjusts to each of the breasts, encapsulating it instead of squishing it down. So that was for a lot of health reasons. I have breast cancer in my family. And so when I started to do all the research behind some of the health risks, it just became, again, for me, a passion to not take the status quo, but to reinvent it.
Now, the health risk of what? Underwires has a health risk?
Yeah, so it's an indirect correlation. So if you think about, if you've worn an underwire bra all day, and you know how you get those red lines, mm-hmm. And sometimes it hurts on the side, your lymphatic system is designed in a way so that it's constantly flushing toxins. Where that underwire presses in, essentially it cuts off that flow. And so for me, it was a passion to not have underwire, especially if I'm going to be sitting in a sports bra for any extended period of time or moving in it, because I wanted to make sure that, again, that my toxins were flowing through the body and releasing, hopefully. But also, you know, it just was very uncomfortable sitting for hours and hours at a time with underwire.
And your size range is really large. As I mentioned in the intro, you go from a size 28C to a 56L. So why did you decide to include so many sizes as a independent brand? That seems like a massive task to take on.
Well, so if you think about like let's just use Nike as an example. So if you, in typical, they've gotten more inclusive over the last 2 years, but a small, medium, large doesn't cut it for bustier women. So for me, my opinion was, if I'm going to do this, I really want to do this. If we're going to talk the talk about inclusion, we're going to talk the talk about body positivity, it can't be that we stop at a 38 triple D, which is where most of the bra size, sports bra lines on the market have traditionally stopped at. But if you get above that level, it's a different, it's a different engineering task. And so for me, when I was creating it, I said no fit models, we're using real women. And one of the statistics that was shocking to me was that 70% of women in the United States are a D cup or above. And the average dress size is now between a 14 and a 16, which is the equivalent of a 44 or 46 bra size band. And so if that's the average, right, if that's the average, then that means that there's a lot of women who are being left out. And for me, it's, one of the biggest fallacies and one of the things that drives me so crazy is the fallacy that if we are bigger, that we don't do the same level of exercise. And that's BS, right? That's not true. The same thing with as we age. While I exercised different when I was 25 than I do nowadays, it doesn't mean that I exercise less. And I still want the same level, if not even more, support. Again, it was, as an independent brand, I don't have to answer to shareholders. So like for Nike, again, using them, not to pick on them, because I think they actually, they're great at what they do, but they've been doing the same thing for, let's just call it, 25 years. They've had the same couple of bras. Every year they change out the colors, they change out the pattern, maybe they add a new feature to it. But their marketing has always been very targeted to a certain demographic, and they print money doing that. If they change it up, that means they have to have a lot more inventory. It means they have to change up all their marketing. And why would they do that, right? If it's not broken, don't fix it. Obviously, there's been pressure put on them in the last couple of years. And going back to that statistic, they see that there is a marketing opportunity. But for me, it was the flip side, which is mine was so much less about the marketing. It was more about solving my problem and solving a need. And then when I started, because again, being an independent, when I got a chance to start really talking to women, it was, I would say, I don't want to say surprising, but how many times people cried in dressing rooms because bra shopping is just, it's a very emotional experience and it sucks, right? It's terrible when you can't find something that fits, that works for you. That's emotionally damaging. And, for purposes of this conversation, we'll use the term plus size. I actually really don't like that term, but if, again, going back to that statement of the average bra size, if you're not hitting the average, then that's not plus size. So to me, it was, it became the thing that I was most passionate about, really, is making sure that our line wasn't just about, selling product, but it really was about creating community. And, as I look at to the future of our future product lines and where I want to go with it, it always is going to be about inclusion.
Now, speaking of the future of your line, you currently have your bra in two colors on your website. Do you have plans of expanding the colors and the designs in the near future?
Yeah, so the way that the bra works, the patented design has adjustable straps and a cinching cup, and then all the weight is pulled into a point at the nape of the neck. so that it takes the weight from the front and it brings it to the back. So we're going to incorporate that design into athletic shirts, sundresses, sleep shirts, and swim.
Nice. And
yeah,
right
so
now,
colors always scare me because, you know, at the end of the day, inventory is expensive. So if right now you and I decided we love the color lime green, that means I have to sell a lot of lime green bras. And most of us tend to buy, you know, black, white, or neutral.
Right. I like black and I like brown too, like my skin tone.
Yes.
So put that on your list.
It is on the list.
And is are your bras sold exclusively online or are they available in any physical locations?
So right now they're all online. We did have a couple of partnerships with Macy's and with REI, but over this past year, obviously retail got hit pretty hard. And so we have now just, we've just been online the last, 8 or 9 months. But the crazy thing is that our sales are better than they've ever been because so many of us, I think, are now, you know, exercising from home and more focused in on comfort and buying products that are going to feel good. So it's been a kind of crazy time in the world of Bloom Bras.
Now tell me about your ambassador program I saw on your website.
Yeah, so we kept getting I'm going to call them love letters from people who had, you know, who had purchased the product and had used it. We were doing, again, pre-pandemic, we were doing pop-ups all over the country. And oftentimes people would come in with, you know, again, big groups of their friends or their family. And oftentimes, right, it was that one person had bought the bra and then said, you guys have to try this. And so from there, we built out an ambassador program with, you know, with people who are loyal supporters of the brand and who are comfortable taking photos of themselves in the bra and using their social media. So it's been a really successful program for us. Again, just because there's not a lot of companies out there, frankly, again, that focus on utilizing real women, real women's stories, real women's photography. And so it's also, you know, it's given us an opportunity to really build out our community that way.
Now, does this bra happen to help people with back pain? I know that's not something you promote, but I'm figuring since you had a NASA expert, maybe it does something that helps.
It's actually one of the biggest things that it's by far one of our biggest, marketing. We don't really market it so much. You know, the marketing for us at least is mainly focused in on, you know, our tagline is lift versus squish. So our marketing is really about the feeling that the bra gives, but back pain is by far one of the number one reasons that I created it. And one of the biggest things that we hear from women is that it alleviated the back pain and it helped with posture. And like for me, I have permanent divots in my shoulder from bra straps pulling down. So that, you know, that was a big pain point, pun intended, that we were solving for.
So what is the ultimate goal with your brand?
Well, the ultimate goal is to keep building because there's just not great products out there for us, you know, for curvy women. And so, you know, again, there are the mass produced items that are out there that are great. And I think you're seeing so many companies now starting to realize that if you're really going to go into the larger sizes, it can't be, so in fashion we call it grading. So if you take, let's just say jeans, you take bras or dresses, and you increase it, let's just say again, that for purposes of the conversation, 7% from a size 6 to an 8, that's fine for, you know, for I would say certain sizes, but because when we get into the larger sizes, like an example, so if you are, let's just say that a 28C, right, so that's our size 1, and our 56L, you can't just keep increasing the size on that. We actually had to have separate patterns made for each of our sizes so that because in the larger sizes, you just have more variability on, like, does that person hold up at the top? Do the boobs fall off to the side? Are they fuller at the bottom or at the top? Are they, if one is, you know, is larger than the other? So a lot of the engineering really went into each size variation. Same thing with like the length of the zipper, right? You're not going to just increase it a quarter of an inch each time. We had to really look at how that zipper landed on each of those women. Well, mass produced brands are not going to, they're not going to do that. They're not going to take the time to really focus in on each individual size, you know, size jumps. They're in the market of getting product out, getting it to the masses, et cetera. For me, I would love, right? For me, the ultimate goal is the more boobs we cover, the better. But I'm not going to I would never sacrifice our quality, just to make that happen. So even with, you know, building out our factory, it was really important to me to have a sustainable, story to it as well. So like our factory is in Sri Lanka, and we utilize solar power and wind power and water power to make that factory run. But that, you know, all of that comes with a story, but also with a price tag to it.
Right, right. And do you have anything else happening that we can be on the lookout for? I think I saw you doing some IG lives recently. Anything else on your schedule?
Yeah, we're doing a whole bunch. I'd love, and you should join us for one. That would be so much fun to do together. We're doing a bunch this month in particular. We're doing a focus on other female founders. You know, obviously, small businesses and women run businesses tend to be the hardest hit in this economy. And so, whatever we can do to utilize our voice, you know, we've got a pretty awesome community of about 150,000 supporters now. And so being able to reach them and tell them about other amazing, amazing women doing, you know, doing things in spaces like finance, in spaces like fashion, in spaces like, you know, even how to be an influencer. It's such an interesting topic that I've been learning about over the past couple of years, as we've been speaking to women who became influencers because they couldn't find products that worked for them. So they wanted, when they did find something that they loved, they wanted to showcase it. So that's, again, like in our brand ambassador program, that's most of those women. So we'll be showcasing some of them as well. And, you know, or in healthcare workers, We're doing an IG live with a couple of doctors that, you know, that have been just, again, in this past year, working around the clock, but they still have families at home. And so it's really being able to use our voice and use our community to, you know, to give others the platform and the opportunity to tell their stories.
Well, I would love to be a part of your IG series, and I actually need to get one of your bras because I'm in a G cup and sitting here interviewing you. My back is hurting right now, so I definitely need to.
We'll get you one for sure.
Yes.
We'll get you one for sure. Yeah, sizing is the hardest part. Like, that's, you know, that's the thing that we, that I think turns people sometimes away is that we don't know our bra size, or our bra size is constantly changing, or you wear a different one in this brand and that brand, and yeah, so.
We'll definitely talk about that offline. We'll talk about that. But before you go, tell us your official website and your social media pages so we can keep up with everything you have going on.
Absolutely. So it's Bloom Bras, BLOOMBRAS. So the website is just bloombras.com. Our IG is Bloom Bras, and our Facebook is Bloom Bras. We don't right now have a TikTok because, frankly, I don't even know what TikTok really is.
Right,
so
me either.
We're working on that. I know, right? And same thing with Twitter. I mean, there's just too much out there.
You just pick the ones you know.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. And we'll definitely
so
be in touch. Yes.
Can't
and we'll
wait.
Definitely be in touch because I'm going to get one of these bras and tell everybody how fabulous it is.
Wonderful. Well, we'll give your audience a code so you can put it out there and they can get a discount.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, enjoy the rest of your day and we will be in touch.
Sounds great.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you to my fabulous guest today, Elise. Make sure you check out Bloom Bras. I'm going to get one of these bras and tell you all how it is. And I've been your host today, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. And until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
Been listening to the Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.